You said we got to do it quick today.
Yeah, we do. So you just kind of, you just popped in early. Yeah.
Everybody knows the theme music.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Edgerman, your host of the After Buzz, and of course, the man of the hour, Buzz Adams.
Hello.
It is a beautiful time. It's very unseasonably warm in El Paso.
Not so much right this second, because, I mean, we're going to get up and into the 50s, and that's maybe around average this time of year.
What do you think it is outside? What do you think the...
I could tell you that forecast says the high temperature is going to be in the 50s for the rest of the week and the weekend.
It feels like hotter than that. I don't even really need the sweater, but...
Well, you don't really. I mean, it's not cold compared to Minnesota or, you know...
Minneapolis. Okay. On today's episode of the AfterBuzz, we are going to be talking words.
Ah, I love words.
I love words, too. And I like knowing where words come from. How did we get to this?
Etymology.
No, it's etymology, right?
Entomology is the bugs.
It is the bugs. Yeah. And specific...
I've made that mistake before.
And specifically, we're going to talk about words that are derived from Greek mythology, Greek or Roman mythology.
Oh.
All right. So you want to try and do this? I'm going to say the word, and you try and tell me what the root is.
Based in mythology.
Yeah.
Just Greek or Greco-Roman? How about Inuit?
Greco-Roman.
Okay.
No Inuit. Number one, aphrodisiac.
Aphrodite?
Hey, Aphrodite, who also fell in love with the beautiful youth Adonis, giving us a byword for a handsome man, while her son, with the god Hermes, Hermaphroditus, is the origin of the word hermaphrodite.
Why was her son a hermaphrodite?
His name was Hermaphroditus.
Oh.
I don't know why he would be.
Was he born with two different sets of genitals?
Yeah, I don't think that's what that means. Uh-huh. Next one, Aurora.
I don't know. It certainly sounds Greco-Roman for sure.
Yeah, so this is a deep cut. Aurora was actually the Roman goddess of the dawn, whose origins are thought to lie even further back in ancient Indo-European culture. But as the early morning bringer of daily light, Aurora's name later came to be attached to the famous dawn-like phenomenon of swirling colored arches of light that appear in the night sky.
You mean like the Aurora Borealis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Sure.
Cereal.
Cereal?
Mm-hmm. This would be Roman.
I don't know.
Another deep cut. Ceres was an early Roman goddess of agriculture. Ceres.
Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Named after the goddess of agriculture.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hector. Hectoring me.
So anyway, it's named after, well, it's from Hector from the Iliad. Oh, no, from the sack of Troy, you know.
The Iliad.
And Brad Pitt was outside the town gates yelling for Hector to come out and face him. So he was hectoring him.
Yeah. I mean,
Hector! Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I liked Troy.
Yeah. I thought it was real good.
Yeah, I think. Who directed that?
It
was a good movie. Some sources suggest it is his bold encouragement of his fellow Trojan soldiers that is also a missing link here. But others point to...
Wait, Hector wasn't one of the Trojan soldiers.
Hector was absolutely. He was the son of King Priam.
Yes, Priam was the king of Troy.
Of Troy. I just said he was a Trojan soldier.
All right, I got confused. So his brother Paris had stolen the wife of Agamemnon.
Menelaus, his brother.
Okay, fine.
It was Helen, beautiful Helen. Some sources also point to a more recent origin, maybe. There was a gang of intimidating youths who roamed 17th century London, and they were known as Hectors.
Okay.
Isn't
that the haircut that everybody hates now?
Edgar.
Oh, that's Edgar.
Hyacinth.
That's a plant, a flower, isn't it?
Is it a word? I don't think it can't be a word. That just has to be a flower.
I think it's just the flower.
Okay, the flower that now bears the name of the god. Hyacinth is said to have been a beautiful young man who was struck on the head and killed while the god Apollo taught him how to throw a discus.
What an idiot.
Yeah, what an idiot. The flower that now bears his name is said to have sprung from the ground where his blood touched the earth.
I believe dimly I remember that one.
Jovial. This is a Roman one.
Probably Jupiter, who was also sometimes called Jove.
Hey!
It's the king of the Roman gods.
There you go.
By Jove.
But
also the expression by Jove.
By
nobody said that for 100 years, probably, right?
But not since Watson or
by
Holmes.
Jove, old boy.
The astrological belief that the position of the planets on a person's birth could influence their character led to the adjective derived from Jove as jovial being used of someone who is fun-loving or good-natured.
Okay.
Mentor.
Mentor is... This movie's coming out, this Christopher Nolan movie, The Odyssey. So Mentor was King Odysseus's major domo, his counselor.
Old sage
he took
and
over
friends.
He took over the education of Telemachus.
Absolutely. Hey, look at you.
I'm vaguely familiar with the classics.
That's a good one. Mentor, yeah. And exactly, he was a guardian advisor to Telemachus while Odysseus was away fighting the Trojan War. Next up, money.
Money?
Mm-hmm.
Money?
Mm-hmm.
Greek or Roman?
Roman.
Money.
This one's a deep cut.
I don't know.
So it takes its name from Juno Moneta, an epithet for the Roman goddess Juno, specifically associated with a temple erected in her honor on Rome's Capitoline Hill. The temple later housed the city's mint. So it was a temple for a goddess named Juno Moneta. They kept all their money there eventually. Money became... gold became money. Yeah, isn't
that... That seems like a tenuous...
No, that one's it makes the most sense, actually.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they were housing all the money in a temple that was named after
Juno
Moneta.
Moneta.
Yeah. Morphine. You were there. You were there.
Morpheus.
Yeah. Morpheus, the god of dreams.
Boy, Morpheus would be easy to get confused with Orpheus.
It is. Who was the great musician who was able to go to the...
He went to the underworld.
Underworld. Mm. Music.
The muses. So these were supposedly the... supernatural beings who would come to humans and inspire them to write great works of literature, or sculpt, or write plays, or anything having to do with the arts.
Do you want to hear their names?
Io. No. Yeah, let me hear their names.
Cleo for history. Euterpe for music. Talia for comedy. Melpomene for tragedy. Terpsichore for dancing. Erato for lyric poetry. Polymnia for sacred poetry, Urania for astronomy, and Calliope for epic poetry.
Oh, I thought Calliope would be for merry-go-rounds for sure.
Narcissist.
Narcissus.
Yeah.
This was the guy who fell in love with his own reflection in a stream and
drowned.
Went down to kiss it. And
what an idiot.
What a narcissistic asshole, right?
Panic.
Pan?
Yep.
The woodland... nymph god,
mm-hmm.
often pictured as a man with goat legs.
So this is a curious connection. People say that panic is associated with him because of the belief that his voice could cause herds of animals or crowds of people to stampede.
I believe he also played the pan flute, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. He was the original Peruvian pan flute. Yeah. Tantalize.
Tantalize.
This is actually one of my favorite stories.
Boy, I think I'm going to come up dry on this one.
This is one of my favorite stories from Greek mythology. There was an ancient king named Tantalus, and he fell into... He was well-liked by the gods, constantly invited to parties with them, And he thought so highly of himself, got so arrogant at one point, he tried to get the gods to eat another god, or the flesh, something about a flesh. I think he cooked his son in a pie and tried to get the gods to eat it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd never heard this one before.
So as punishment, they left him in a shallow pool with a branch and a apple on the branch, and forever just a hair out of reach. So every time he tried to grab the apple, it would move just a little bit away from him. Every time he had to try to drink from the water, it would lower. And
so he was tantalized by both the apple and the water.
For eternal hunger and thirst. And finally, volcano.
Vulcan.
Yep. There you go.
The metallurgist of the gods.
And Roman
god. Who supposedly lives under Mount Etna.
And Roman god of fire. There you go. Those are your words that come from Greek and Roman mythology.
How do you think I did? What grade
would
you give me?
Amazing.
Well, thank you.
I don't think the average person knows probably more than two of these. And you got at least like four or five, so.
It's all based on like memory, because
yeah.
It's not like I'm brushing up on my Greek and Roman mythology.
Every day, yeah. Well, check us out on the AfterBuzz every Tuesday and Thursday. And don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on 95.5 KLAQ El Paso's Best Rock. We'll talk to you guys next time.